Finally, today, we're going to hear some new music from 25-year-old pop singer Ari Leff, better known by his stage name Lauv. He's been making music since he was a teenager, but only recently released his first full-length album called How I'm Feeling. And apart from being a fun listen, many of the songs explore themes that many will find relevant in this moment of social distancing and self-isolation. We spoke to Lauv before the coronavirus pandemic had eclipsed everything else to hear why he chose to focus on some of those themes.
I've been thinking about my father lately, the person that he made me, the person I've become. And I've been trying to fill all of this empty, fill all of this empty. Yeah, I could use some love.
Modern Loneliness is probably my favorite song I've ever made, and to me the most important song I've ever made, because it says everything that I've felt and wanted to say for a long time but didn't really know how to say, you know, about my loneliness growing up and about my loneliness, you know, with the internet culture. I feel like, you know, I know of more people than ever, and I see more people than ever, and I'm on some level connected to more people than ever, but that takes up so much time and so much mental space that I don't actually truly know my friends and like a lot of people as deeply anymore. You know, I don't have as many soul-to-soul connections, and I think a lot of people right now are feeling really lonely and don't really know why. Looking back, I went through a period of time where I was, you know, depressed in college, and I went to see the psychiatrist and they tried to prescribe me medication, and I was like very resistant towards that. I really didn't understand mental health at all at the time.
I'm getting rid of all my clothes I don't wear. I think I'm gonna cut my hair, 'cause these days I don't feel like me.
You know, the beginning of 2019, January of 2019, was basically the worst month of my life. I was just like extremely depressed. Basically leading up to that month, like all of 2018 was just like me spiraling downward and downward and downward. Finally, some of my best friends and, you know, my sisters and my parents, they got me to like be open to trying out different therapists and finding the right therapist. And then also, I think a big one for me was being open to considering seeing a psychiatrist again, which is something that I kind of had this stigma around in my head. I was like, I shouldn't need to take pills to like fix my brain, like I shouldn't need that. But I eventually just got to such a rock bottom that, you know, I was like, I have nothing left to lose, you know, it's like my only option.
I think I'm gonna take some pills to fix my brain, 'cause I tried every other way, but some things you can't fix yourself.
I felt like I wanted to be open, you know, with my platform and my fan base about that, because I felt like if I could share my story and, you know, the people who shared their stories with me, the way that really helped me, I thought maybe if I could be open about it, that like somebody could read it and realize that what they were going through was something similar and, you know, could maybe get onto a path that would help them.
You've been thinking about these changes. It's all gonna work out. It's all gonna work out someday.
I hope when people listen to this album, I hope a few things. One, I just hope they have fun. I hope that they confront feelings and process things, you know, because for me, writing these songs was my way of doing that. And I really hope, you know, in listening to the album and watching the visuals, that more people can, you know, feel comfortable not feeling the need to, you know, be boxed in the real world and on the internet, and not feel like they have to be so easily definable, you know, defined in two or three words. We're so complicated as people, and I just would like to embrace that.
I wish that you and I lived in The Sims. We could build a house and plant some flowers and have kids.
That was singer, songwriter, and producer Lauv. His album, How I'm Feeling, came out earlier this month.
I'll probably never see you again. I wish that we lived on a VHS. I'd erase the things I said and that I'll probably say again. Hit rewind on all the times I got lost in my head.